Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, July 14th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Jason Bishop's here.
Yeah, what's up?
And look who's back in studio. It's one John Martin Auville, also known as Cakes.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
I'm back. Hello.
Looks like you got a fresh Iron Maiden shirt out.
No, I've had this for a while. Come on, it's like one of 30.
I know.
In my closet. What's
Cakesy's
up? What's
back. Up? I feel like you've lost your voice. No. Is it not as strong?
No. Doesn't have its timba that maybe, it used to.
Maybe it's not used to hearing
I think it's allergies just gotcha. Ravaging me. I had an allergy attack last night. I thought my left eyeball was going to pop out. Mm. I mean, the bags are stronger than ever.
Mm. You know? Yeah. Did you avoid the allergies while you were in Vegas because you're mostly inside?
The allergies weren't as bad because it's just that crazy dry heat. There's not as much pollen floating around. And
you're inside.
You're indoors for 12 plus hours per day playing poker.
Right.
And it's all air conditioning. So I got, you know, I think that definitely messes with my nasal passages, my voice, the whole thing. So having a hard time readjusting. I'm doing what I can. I am doing my best.
I noticed it right away.
When you live in a Vegas bubble for 7 days, you should never go to Vegas for 7 days. The only way you should go to Vegas for 7 days is if you make it to the final table of the World Series of Poker. There's no other reason to be in Vegas for longer than 3, maybe 4 days maximum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I overstayed that by 3 days. So I think I'm doing okay considering all of that.
All things considered. All
just right. I'm hanging in there.
The flight was okay. You left pretty early that
flight
day.
Coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, coming back to Baltimore was maybe half full. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Mm. Now, did you have your whole row?
I had a middle seat.
Middle seat open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it was because the flight left at 6:10 a.m.
Probably.
And people just don't want to leave Vegas at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, the flight to and from were spotless. They were great.
Good.
Fantastic.
Did you come home to a hero's welcome?
Everybody was happy. They were happy for me that I cashed in the event. Hero's welcome might be a stretch, but people were happy to see me. I was happy to reconnect with the family.
Wasn't a parade on your street?
No parades. No, none of that.
Right. That's good, man. I'm glad you got back. And in hindsight, were there ever cameras around just wandering around your table? You know, I know you were in the TV room, but you know how they have isolated cameras to walk around? Did they ever come around your table?
Maybe once on like day 3 or 4, and then a couple times on day 5 on my bus day. Because I was seated at a table where a guy who's won $55 million in poker was seated to my left.
Ike Haxton.
Yeah. He's basically a real life poker genius.
Yeah.
And of course, he's sitting on my left. He can't be sitting on my right, which is much more optimal if you play poker. If you know poker at all, you want good, aggressive players on your right, not on your left.
So you can react to them correct. Not reacting to you.
So he was on my left. So the cameras were around. They were floating around my table a few times before I got knocked out.
Did he get
out.
Into any big hands?
Did I get into big hands with him?
Yeah, while cameras were around.
He got into a couple big hands before I was shown the exit.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, so we might see it.
Maybe.
You might see a glimpse.
Possibly.
I saw our friend Barstool Nate tweet out something about tanking, and I didn't really understand the term.
Me and Barstool Nate.
There was a lot of tanking going on.
We may be an item, me and Barstool Nate, because he was out there at the same time, and we had breakfast dates three straight mornings.
Nice.
Hanging out together over at the Cosmo.
Did you have one drink with two straws? Or
no, he did Bloody Marys, I think, two out of the three mornings, and didn't because I had to go play at noon.
Yeah.
But it was good to see Barstool Nate. I hung out with my buddy George from MGM. I was basically a Vegas hobo because I didn't even book a room. I couch surfed into one room, and then when Nate left, he let me use his room for the final night.
Oh, wow.
Now, I paid for my room because my buddy from MGM booked it for me.
Yeah.
So he just gave
me... But you never actually checked in the hotel?
Never had to check in. Never had to wait in a line.
What hotel was it?
Paris.
Hmm. Oh, but you just never went in your room?
No, I used the room. I didn't book a room myself.
I got you.
Yeah.
So that part was nice.
So tanking means you're
taking an extraordinarily long time to make your decision.
What's the purpose of that? People around you are busting out, maybe?
Well, they do that maybe around the bubble, but no, sometimes people just tank because they can't make a decision.
I just saw Barstool Nate say something like tanking is ruining the World Series of Poker.
Maybe that was controversial. Also controversial was the move of going all in, but leaving one chip behind to try to stall, to try to make a pay jump, something along those lines. People were definitely doing that. And of course, the big story is Will Kassouf is just a clown at the WSOP.
He got a lot of publicity for people that were following. He was just a big talker. Is that what his deal was?
Big talker, incessant talker at the table, always
super annoying.
Very annoying. Yeah. Always having the clock called on him. Always having supervisors come in and have to deal with him.
All right.
Getting penalties. He got banned from the rest of the 2025.
He's basically Rom.
WSOP. He's basically Rom.
He's
basically
Rom.
He's a British version of Rom.
Right.
Yeah,
now, somebody I saw Negreanu blogging that there was some controversy about him potentially angle shooting. Like, what was he doing that was people were suspect about?
That,
do you know?
I'm not sure about any angles he may have been taking.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a great trip. Had a fantastic time. Landed in the cash, which is nice.
Did Nate cash?
He did not cash.
I didn't cash.
No.
Where does he live?
Nate lives in New York City.
Gotcha. But aren't you glad that you went out there, you experienced it, you made some money?
Yep. All those things are great.
I mean, I know it was a long
trip. They're very happy.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Did they say, we're going to do this again next year? Like,
don't know.
They didn't
TBD.
Say that. They didn't say that.
I think the person who's lasts longest each year gets an automatic invite back to the next year. And I was second. Two people cashed. Another dude made it pretty deep. I think he got busted at like 150, 160.
So what did he
70K.
Oh, pretty good.
70K, pretty good score.
And so they start the final table because they're down to the final table now.
Yep, down to the final nine. They have a day off today, then they restart
tomorrow.
They don't
do the whole November 9 thing anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
You wait months.
Nope. They just get it done.
Get it done. So, and the minimum is $1 million.
$1 million. If you win it all, 10 milli.
It's unbelievable.
Right in your pocket. It's pretty nice.
Did you already pay the your sponsor?
Yeah, I paid him the day that I cashed. Went to the cashier.
Right.
Got my W-2. They gave me that.
Yeah.
And they were like, how do you want it? I was like, I want straight cash, homie.
Right.
Give me the cash.
Right.
And then I went over to a little side table. I parsed it out.
Yeah.
Took my cut, stuffed it in my pocket.
Right.
Took their cut, stuffed it in the other pocket.
Nice.
Met up with my guy in the feature room. He's like, you have an envelope? I said, nope. said, here's the cash right here. You just got to put it in your backpack.
That's funny.
I got nothing.
Right.
Well, baseball cakes. Did you, were you surprised by what happened in the Major League Baseball draft last night for the Washington Nationals?
Am I surprised they took a guy that wasn't at the top of everybody's draft board? Yes.
I mean, we talked about this on Friday, and Jason went through the percentages, and it was like over 50% said that they were going to draft the pitcher.
Kate
and
Anderson,
then it was 35% were going to take Holiday, and then there was just like, now we never even talked about the other 10%, but or 10 or 15%, whatever it was when you were breaking it down. And I mean, seems like a great player. He hit over 500.
It's wild to me. He's one of the, I guess he's the youngest player in the draft.
Switch
and
hitter.
He's one of these kids, and there's a bunch of them that I knew they did this in basketball. I didn't know they were doing this in baseball too, where they sped up their graduation.
They reclassify.
You know, reclass early, like the opposite of what kids used to do, when they still do, you know, to reclass and get an extra year of high school. He just wanted to hurry up and get to the draft as soon as possible. And, you know, I tuned in literally seconds before they made the pick, so I don't know how much they were analyzing this before. But basically, they said that this was the plan. I guess he had a brother that tried this plan, didn't work. The brother, I think, is maybe still playing in college. His dad played big league baseball.
Yep.
But that there's some sort of attribute that he has when you're that young and you have whatever attribute is that makes you like the perfect choice because you have the most potential. And this is basically a potential pick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big
shows
time.
Shows you what a grasper MLB drafting is in general.
Well, the fact that he won't even be 18 until almost
December,
Christmas.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, think he's about how young. I mean, 17 years old.
So he's obviously nowhere near as physically strong as he's going to be. The other thing that was interesting is that they said he's really not like sort of like elite at any one thing. He's just kind of good at everything. You know, he's not going to hit 40 homers. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever, he's probably not going to hit 400, but he's just really good at everything.
Well, he's not going to hit 400.
Right.
Who is going to hit 400?
Well, you know my point.
He's not super fast, although he had a ton of stolen bases. Like when you look at his numbers, if they're worth anything, you know, and playing high school baseball in Oklahoma, I like that he's a switch hitter. I always like switch hitters.
Mm-hmm.
But when you saw DiBartolo talk about it, he said that he was the best fielder and the best hitter.
Well, okay. And he's not a Scott Boras kid.
That's good.
Not a Boras guy.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe they can sign him for a little bit cheaper than what a Boras client
would get.
Well,
they were also making a big deal about that. Like, they'll save a couple million. I don't know why. Maybe because he's not a Boras kid. And that they can use that throughout the draft. I don't know.
But it is interesting.
Incredibly petty.
What are the odds that the two of the top four picks are going to be high school shortstops from state Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
And then, with dads who played in the majors.
Yeah, and then two of the top 10 picks are from the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Can you imagine facing that team?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's
sick loaded squad.
Seth Hernandez and Billy Carlson, same high, Corona High School.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely a surprise. It shocked most of the analysts.
Because I literally tuned in seconds, like as they were making the pick, because we were driving back from New York. So I just put it on my phone, and then he starts announcing the name.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to it, did they say we're getting word here that it might not be Holiday or Anderson? Did they say that or no? The announcers.
When I was I was watching
like a few seconds before.
I was watching ESPN. I don't think they said that.
They didn't. They expected.
I don't know if they
be.
Said that on MLB.
Because I saw them afterwards say it wasn't until very late that we thought there might be someone else. But I wonder if they verbalized.
Well,
that.
No,
I
didn't see that right before the pick, but there was buzz in the like hours beforehand that it could be Eli.
Mm.
That there was, you know, it would still be a shocker, but his name was being thrown around
a little bit.
I'll tell you what they were
like
surprised.
Getting a lot of momentum very very late.
They were surprised when the Angels didn't take Anderson. They were surprised that they took the Tyler Bremer kid from UC Santa Barbara. That was kind of a shocker because then the Mariners jumped all over Kate Anderson. They had him as their number one pick.
And then Holiday
went to Colorado where his dad played.
The world,
yep.
You wonder what Rizzo would have done. Would Rizzo have gone with Willett? Would he have gone with Holiday? Would he have gone with Anderson?
WWRD, what would Rizzo do? That whole bit? Resuscitate that?
Well, I know a guy that could text him and find it. Probably already has.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. All right, phone number you want to get in touch with us throughout the show is 1-800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite. Since 1955, they serve pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're going to talk to our pal Chris Russell a little bit later in the show, coming up at 8:25. And Kevin McCarthy on the movies. We'll talk about Superman, which crushed it. That's at 9:45, both right here on The Junkies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We're talking about the Nationals selecting Eli Willett, a shortstop, high school shortstop, 17 years old, which kind of came out of nowhere. Everybody expected them either to take Ethan Holiday or the pitcher from LSU, Cade Anderson. Instead, they took Willits.
I have to say, I have no beef with it. I could care less. You got to trust your front office, right? You know what I mean?
Even if it had major upheaval a week before the draft.
Well, I mean, those guys are still there.
Sure, of course.
But the scouts. I have no idea.
You can't question it. The fact that
you could question whatever you want.
No. The fact that they took a kid overall because he's willing to take less money at number one factors in your to your decision?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of bogus if that's why they did it.
I'm hoping
they did it because they thought he was the best player, like DeBartolo said. DeBartolo said he's the best hitter and he's the best fielder.
If they had Holiday rated higher on their big board and they did this because this guy will negotiated half of what the signing bonus would be.
I don't love that.
To jump up.
That's speculation.
That's speculation.
Yeah, but if that's the case, sure.
If that's true,
then I'd have a real issue. Yeah, it's
sure.
a big problem.
Well, Willett's better become Bobby Witt Jr. You better hope Ethan Holiday doesn't.
Yeah, well, it's going to be years that. When you draft the 17-year-old.
I'm just saying.
You won't see him
for
5 years.
I didn't have a
maybe four
horse in the race. Like, I didn't care. Pick whoever you want to pick. I don't care. You know, I think it's a crapshoot.
I think the most correct thing you said, yeah, it's right there. It's a crapshoot. The
total
baseball
crapshoot.
Draft
yeah.
is an inexact science, so I don't know where he was projected in the mock drafts. Do you remember where Willits was?
I saw him 3. I saw him 4.
Okay, so,
I saw him 5.
I mean, obviously, there was a shakeup. The Anderson kid went 3rd. Holiday went 4th. So it wasn't just the Nationals. If we all, everybody assumed 1-2, whichever mm-hmm. order it was going to be, Anderson and Holiday, they didn't go 1-2. They mm-hmm. went 3-4.
No, just so you know, Willits, if you could betting on the MLB draft, they had a list of 6 players with odds and everything. He wasn't even on the list of players. He was in the other category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, but baseball is a very, it's weird. Their draft is weird, dude. You know.
Well, they're not just saving money. They're using that money. There's a finite amount of money they use, and they use it in the second and the third rounds on those picks.
Yes.
To lure those guys to the team to sign them.
Yeah.
So they don't go play in college or wherever.
Right.
It's a whole game they're playing all the time. The Yankees and Dodgers do it too. I mean.
Right.
But usually
the number one pick is the best player in the draft.
Correct.
But I think usually. This was a year where there wasn't a consensus. That's the obvious thing I get from it.
And I do believe that teams do like to stay away from Boris because the top two teams in the draft stayed away from Boris.
Mm-hmm. Or they also weren't the top two players
on their boards.
Yeah, overall.
Find that hard to believe.
It's just one of those years where it was a random year. You know, like where. Who was the guy from Cleveland that went number one overall and shocked everyone 15 years ago in the NBA? You know what I mean? Just one of those years.
Anthony Bennett?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like an Anthony Bennett year.
Well, that's another problem. If you're scared to draft a player because he's a Boris client and you're trying to think 15 years down the road instead of trying to get the best 6 years out of a player for your team,
well,
I think that's a problem.
But we have no evidence that they did that.
There's no evidence of that.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
But
if that's the case, I would agree.
That is a theory. That is a theory. It's definitely a theory.
Yeah.
They also might have legitimately thought this kid was the best and could turn out to be the best.
I'm going to go with they think.
You might be right.
Because they literally, I mean, they're going to be judged on this. You know? If they botch the number one overall pick, which I don't know, the likelihood's probably 30, 40%, they botch it, right? I mean, I don't know. That might even be generous. I mean, it might be higher.
Mm-hmm.
If they botch this, they're going to be the held against them forever.
Yeah. Tough spot to step into as well.
Man.
I mean, that's brutal. Rizzo guides the franchise for basically 20 years, and then he's thrown overboard. And then you have the pressure of nailing the number one pick.
All right, so we've got some reaction from both ESPN and CBS HQ. Let's start with ESPN and the reaction of taking Eli Willits one instead of one of the other players.
It's a bit of a surprise, and we'll get into his whole story. This was his vision. Amazingly, he authored this whole thing, did Eli Willits.
Yeah, and comes from a baseball family, spent some time with him, wrote a feature about himself and Ethan Holiday, both from Oklahoma. He reclassified, so he is the youngest player that's going to be drafted today. Again, talking about what Jeff talked about, what analytical teams do. They take guys that make a lot of contact and are very young for their class. That is Eli Willits to a T. There's a chance that he turns into a 2020 guy that can play shortstop. He's not the most obviously sort of football combine athletic guy. He is a baseball athletic guy. You can see that in the uplift video here. The power comes from being athletic, again, in a baseball way. It's often talked about fingertips to forearms, as opposed to some other sports where it's bench press, other things like that. He's very connected. He has two different swings. He maintains both of them. And he makes incredible amounts of contact, plus runner, above average defender.
Yeah, no, it's a fascinating pick. Look, this is not your typical high school 1-1 guy that has some major carrying tool. It's not world-class power. It's not world-class speed or arm strength. But he's a really good player, right? Let's talk about it a little bit. Switch hitter, really clean action from both sides of the play, projects to get the barrel to the zone efficiently from both sides. When you watch him play the game, it's a ball player, like his pops, Reggie Willits. He's going to run the bases with the gas pedal down. He can steal a base. He can force the issue. He can go first to third. There's a lot of gamer in him. Then you watch him move in the middle of the infield. Shortstop, second base, I think is a no-brainer. He can play both sides of it. And then maybe center field, guys. Like, he can really run and track the baseball. He did a little bit of that with USA Baseball. So, again, an abnormal 1-1 high schooler, but a really, really good all-around player.
Pretty interesting they said that analytically he kind of checks the boxes. That, and there were questions about, are the Nats, you know, at the forefront of analytics? Maybe DeBartolo and his team, they lean into it a little more. I don't know.
Well, that's what I said. Like what he said there in the middle of that quote there, that they look for high contact guys that are as young as possible.
Yeah.
And that's who this guy is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So maybe they have some magic formula. I have no idea. I just got to trust him. I mean, I was surprised too because I didn't hear his name being thrown about. But I'm not against it. Let's see. I'm willing to give him a shot to see if the kid's any good.
All right, let's check out CBS HQ. I'm not sure exactly who these guys are, who these analysts are, but they reacted to the Willits pick as well.
After the Nationals fired GM Mike Rizzo, that was the expectation, that they were going to go after somebody who was going to be a little bit more friendly financially. Willits certainly checks that box, but I don't think it's a slouchy pick either. This is a really good baseball player, a pure baseball player, as we like to say. He's the youngest guy in this draft, good actions at shortstop, and plays a premium position that I think he'll be able to stick at. Is it a discount? Yes, I do think so. But this is somebody who I do think has a lot of talent and really fits the bill as a number one overall pick.
I got to tell you, I came on this show a couple days ago and we talked about Eli Willits and how much I was a fan of him and how I like the skill set, five tool player, great defender. He can run. But I am still shocked about this. This definitely kind of reeks of maybe what was going on and some of the disagreement in management when they made that big change. You have to think that Rizzo and company beforehand were probably looking at the college side to compete early. It was said earlier in the broadcast, right before the draft, that you probably are looking at if they're going to tip their hand. If they're going to go college, you're probably looking at a team that's looking to compete heavy and maybe going to free agency. And if not, if they're going at a shortstop, they're probably still in that developmental process. So I agree with Jacob that this is not just some run-by pick. This is a great pick. This is an actual five-tool potential player who checks all the boxes, but it just wasn't the names that a lot of people expected, and it clearly is going to most likely be a dramatic type of a low sign so they can probably hit that second round, that compensatory round, a little bit harder.
It's just going to take so long to see the kid, probably. I'm looking at the 2020 Major League Baseball draft, and if you look at the top 10 picks, not one has made an all-star team yet. Not one. Yeah. The top pick has hit a bunch of home runs. Spencer Torkelson. He's on the Tigers. The Orioles took Kerstad, number two. I think he has 10 career home runs. That's the 2020 draft. We're in 2025. This is a 17-year-old kid.
Well, it takes a while.
Yeah, you're going to be patient with him. I mean, don't expect him to be in the bigs in the next year or
so. I'm saying it's going to be like 5 years. That's why I went but 5 years back.
I heard somebody suggest that they think he might be able to make it by the age 20.
Well, we'll see.
I thought I heard somebody suggest that.
Possible.
Depends on how he develops.
I mean, that's still 2+ years.
Mm-hmm. But that's like that's like the prodigy path.
Yeah.
You know, like the Ken Griffey Jr., the Bryce Harpers, the guys that kind of speed through the minors. Now, maybe not. Maybe he'll be a 10-year guy and never get there. But I thought I heard somebody suggest that yesterday when I was listening.
2020 MLB draft included at number 8 by the Padres, now with the Nationals' Robert Hassel. Just takes time.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys don't hit.
Well, it's hard, man. It's a freaking hard sport. You're right. Just look at the number 1 picks over the last 12 to 15 years. I mean, number 1 overall picks. It's dicey.
I will say this.
Mickey Moniak, he's on his third team.
When I saw Holiday running from first to second, and they're talking about how he's not a speed guy, he does kind of lumber. I might have a hard time picking that dude.
Who?
I'm serious. The Holiday kid.
Yeah, but dude, he's 6'4", 215.
I get it.
He's like his dad's size.
Yeah.
If he goes to Coors and starts hitting bombs left and right.
Yeah. Well, I assume he will. Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to be a bust. Yeah. He's just saying, you know, he didn't look like a 100% pure athlete.
He's not as fast as Willits, but no. He's bigger.
But if he hits 40 bombs at Coors, nobody's going to care.
And who knows? He may not be a shortstop.
Nats GM Mike DiBartolo was quoted as saying, he's the guy we wanted all along.
Well, what else is he going to say?
I don't know.
He's not going to say, he's not going to say, we really like Holiday better, but he's going to cost more. He's not going to say that.
That's true.
But we'll see.
I don't believe that one iota.
His whole career depends on it. I doubt he's going to make a pick just based on finance. I honestly
We got to wait 5 years for this kid to pan out to see if we keep him? Keep the GM?
Who, DiBartolo?
Yeah.
Oh, DiBartolo might not be here next year.
He's got interim in front of his name right now.
I don't think he's got about two months left
on his career here.
Fair. But I don't think he took him with finances in mind. I don't think that's why he took him. I think he took him because he thinks he's going to be the best player. Because it's the only thing you can do in that position. You can't just try to make a TJ Maxx pick. You just can't do that with a number one.
Especially
if
he knows his time here is short. Well, he just has to pick the best.
It defines you. It defines you as, I mean, even if he's only here for a week.
I'm not talking about, the issue isn't Holiday. The issue is that they have no starting pitching, and you got college arms, left-handed arms, that can get to the majors a lot faster. That's the question.
Well, there's like 40 rounds. I think the next two were college pitchers.
Yeah, but the top... Top
no, their
the
next
draft.
Two was an outfielder from South Carolina.
Third rounder was a pitcher.
Okay. Yeah. Those are ultimate flyers. Yeah. I'm talking about Cade and Jamie Arnold and Liam Doyle that they passed on that are going to have a quicker shot to the majors if they nail it.
What if DiBartolo was telling Lerner, look, we're down to these two guys, Holiday and Willits, but Holiday is a Boris guy, and Lerner said, I ain't dealing with him. Is that possible?
It's possible. I guess that's possible.
Right? Maybe it's possible. Now, maybe they were neck and neck on their board.
I would hope that didn't happen, but I guess it is possible.
I would hope it didn't happen as well.
Right.
But
they haven't done that in the past. They haven't shied away from Boris guys in the past.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they got to rack them.
But after the last contract with Strasburg, it bit him in the ass.
I'll just say, I don't think Willits would have been Rizzo's pick. That's what I think. I don't think that whatsoever.
I have no idea, but you might be right.
I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
But let's be real. Rizzo's been criticized for his picks.
Right.
That was part of the rap against him, that they weren't developing players and drafting the right players.
Yeah.
So they have a different voice, guy making the decisions.
It appears if you had 30 teams, you might have had 10 different picks. Right? If you had 30 teams that had that first pick, you might have had 10 different guys go. At least five.
Yeah. I mean, this might have been one of those drafts where there was three or four guys that all could have gone one. Last year, there was only one guy who was going one.
Right.
By the way, in the second round, we just mentioned that the Nats took Ethan Petrie, who's an outfielder from University of South Carolina. And then the third round, they took scroll down to the third round. They took a kid named Landon Harmon, who's a pitcher from East Union Attendance High School in Mississippi. So first three rounds are done. There's about 105 picks or so that are in. I think rounds 4 through 20 are all today.
You won't watch rounds 4 through 20 today? In its entirety?
No chance. I mean, I watched a lot of the first round, but they were taking forever to get to their picks. I was hoping it was more like the NBA, where they were taking them every freaking 45 seconds.
What, in the second round, you're saying?
Well, even in the first round, they were just taking a while.
I thought it was pretty quick. But maybe because I was an interminable drive.
It was...
It felt like it was like five minutes.
It seemed like it was longer.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the top pick in the draft is Eli Willits.
I'm a huge Eli Willits fan. I guess I have to be.
Whose dad, Reggie Willits, played for the Angels
back in the day. Have you seen him play for more than 30 seconds? There's no chance.
No.
Highlights.
I've seen like a clip.
Yeah.
Just reading the bio.
I see a high school player that played before yesterday.
There's not a... Listen, I'm pretty... punched out on a lot of this stuff, but you could never be locked in on an MLB
right.
draft.
No,
it's impossible.
No.
I mean, they're drafting high school kids that no one's ever heard of. I mean,
Mississippi, Oklahoma, you're just not going to know those baseball players, Cakes.
Yeah.
Mike Axia from CBS Sports did winners and losers from the draft last night.
What did he give us, loser?
No, he gave him winner. He said, the Nats and Willits, winner. Said Willits or Washington won the draft lottery in December, gave them access to Willits, switch hitting shortstop, great baseball IQ. His father, Reggie, played 6 years in the bigs, current college coach. Make the number one pick, and you're a winner in my book. Also, Willits is a winner, too. How can you not be when you are not only the number one selection in the country, but you're also the youngest in the pick in MLB history?
Do you have MLB pedigree? Like those guys, like the parents know what it takes to raise a kid and to put him in the best spot.
Do you know how many shortstops were drafted in the first round?
Ton. Like half the first round?
Believe it was a record. 17 out of 32.
Well, I mean, that's where you put your best athlete.
Yeah.
The first, I think the first outfielder taken wasn't until about 15.
Mm-hmm. Outfielders, a dime a dozen. Well, the shortstops
can get moved to outfield.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. All right, phone number you want to get in touch with us, give us your take, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
One other thing about the Nats,
They're 20 under 500.
They're 20 games under 500.
Our bet's dead. It's so dead.
Oh, it's
gone. The deadest bet.
It's gone ski.
That ever got bet.
Yeah. They, now, I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were 3 years ago when they won 55 games, but they clearly are not going to reach 71 wins, which they had the last couple of years, and you were hoping they would get to like 75, 76, maybe 78. To show some improvement. So they're going to be worse than that. Since that start of that 11-game losing streak, they've lost 28 of 33 games.
I didn't realize it was
so
that
since
bad.
They were 28 and 30, remember they were 28 and 30?
Sure.
They are 10 and 20. So they've lost 28 of 38 games since they were 28
the
and 30.
The bottom fell out.
I mean, it's crazy. Just God awful.
It's crazy.
They've been awful the last month and a half.
Well, it costs Rizzo and Davey their jobs.
Clearly.
100%.
But I guess my point is we thought that they were going to take a little bit of a leap forward.
I thought they were at that point.
Especially with the years that McKenzie and James are having, and Abrams. But, man, the rest of the team has been just terrible. Jackson Rutledge pitched yesterday. He pitched to five guys, maybe six. Four of them scored. Jackson Rutledge, first round pick.
Yeah, that's
disappointing. He threw 22 pitches and four guys scored. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's throwing batting practice. And then what happened on Friday night or Saturday night with Finnegan blowing that save, that was terrible too. So, man, the rest of the team has really been bad. Anyway, the overall, it's been a bad, bad year for the Nats.
Yeah, they finished 20 games under 500 last year. They are currently 20 games under 500.
Yeah. I mean, there's 66 games left in the season. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to win close to 30 of those.
As we talked about it last week, I think EB nailed it to an extent that the comparison for fans now is Lerner's the new Dan Snyder. Now, he doesn't have the scandals, and you're not embarrassed by, you know, sexual harassment claims and everything that surrounded Dan Snyder, but there's no faith in him.
It's kind of like how the worm kind of turned for Angelos. You know, wouldn't spend money there towards the end of his tenure. It's kind of like that here. I don't know.
There's very little faith.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're enemy number one right now. In the sports world, in the D.C. area, the Lerners, I think you'd have to come up with something. You probably could, but I think they're number one.
I think there's more faith in the Wizards, and the Wizards, you know, are still in tank mode. I watched some of the
apathy there
summer
the
league game yesterday.
Yeah.
They've had two. Sar had eight blocks.
Eight squatties.
Sar's doing great. Trey Johnson's a revelation, though. He's a million miles away from Johnny Davis. Like, immediately you see impact. You say, okay, I don't know how good he's going to be, but he's not Johnny Davis. I think he's going to be pretty good.
You know who impressed me? Was the Riley kid.
Yeah.
Will Riley.
I have to see.
It was just one. Look, I saw him make two baskets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I saw him make two.
Mm-hmm.
One, though, and Legler was on the call, and he said that was his favorite action. It caught my attention. Like, they ran a play out of bounds, and he's coming from the left side and kind of comes through a pick and just gets the ball on the move, nails the three. I mean, it was like you'd see J.J. Redick do that a million times. And then I saw him take it to the basket with contact, make a bucket. It was pretty impressive. It's the summer league. They're playing against the Brooklyn Nets, who are also terrible.
Yeah, let's not get too crazy about summer league.
But
they've seen this before.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't think you get crazy about wins or losses, but I think you can see individual ability.
I couldn't care less about wins or losses.
Yeah.
It's like spring training, wins or losses. They mean nothing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But if you see flashes and something you can build off of,
I saw flashes.
Yeah.
And I think they're starting five, which are all young guys. I mean, the whole team's basically young guys, all in double figures.
They're all teenagers.
Well, yeah, I think the bench did nothing.
But I didn't expect anything really from the Riley kid. When did they draft him? What number was he?
Well, he was second round, right?
I can't remember.
I mean, he was
the young kid out of Illinois.
He still looks like he's got, you know, acne all over his face. He's so young.
Yeah.
He was picked at 21 and traded to the Wiz.
Oh, there you go, 21.
So he's a first round pick.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. Last night I found myself though watching, and it could be really old. I got sucked into an E60 about Jim Abbott.
Mm. Okay.
I saw a little
of
that.
It almost brought me to tears.
Really?
Saw a little of that.
I mean, I had like creepers.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that's undersold. His whole career is undersold. What he did.
Yeah, but I mean, the part which was tough, like they started showing him video of all these kids that he impacted. And like the letters, I don't know if it was the old PR director or something, had letters of all these people who, you know, were born with similar, you know, disabilities as Jim Abbott. And the way that they presented it and the way that he talked about it, there was a point in his career where he was like sick of talking about it. Like he felt like, you know, quit paying attention to my bad arm. Pay attention to my good arm.
You can understand that he's tired of talking about.
Pay attention to my ability, not my disability.
Sure.
But then I guess along the way, kind of lean into it and just was so impactful in so many lives, I couldn't stop watching it. And then it was Jeremy Schapp sitting down with him watching his no-hitter. Now, he ended up like 20 games under 500 if you look at his career. And they talked about it when he first went to the Yankees. He was kind of disappointing. Although by modern day, his ERA of like 4.2, he'd probably take that. But back then, it wasn't necessarily that great. But the no-hitter, of course, is what he'll be remembered for most.
It's amazing he pitched as long as he did with one hand.
Well, they showed him. You saw him, right, in the today, like showing how he actually did it all. You know, mm-hmm. and they profiled it at the time. But it really is just remarkable. Mm-hmm. And then they showed the clips of when they would hit these like line drives to the pitcher, and he would still be able to mm-hmm. nab it.
Yep.
I mean, just so quick with
they
it.
They took him back to where he grew up. So he grew up in kind of like a townhouse community, and it was an end unit. And he said that he would just go, that it was a brick wall. And he would just throw it against the brick wall and keep practicing, and then he would move closer, and make the transfer. I mean, became a pretty good fielder.
Well, did any of you guys watch? I actually didn't, but I've seen some of these guys before watch the, what do they call it? The disabled golf or whatever. It was getting national TV mm-hmm. attention this past weekend with all the guys with all their
They call it like the ability games, maybe?
I forget what it's called. I'm sure I'm calling it the wrong thing. But They're remarkable.
Yes.
You know, there's guys with no arms or whatever, and they have these certain sleeves and stuff so that they can grab the club, no legs, all that stuff. It's just unbelievable.
Man, Jim Abbott, he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like he put up some really good years, and then he went to California, the Angels, and he posted a 2-18 year. Do you remember that year?
I yep. don't.
I mean, I looked it up last night as I was watching it, because they weren't like talking about his record so much. He had a couple of really good seasons.
When he first started out, he was really good. Yes. His ERA was low, but then he went to California that one year. And did he have Tommy John? I wonder if he had Tommy John. But he went 2-18 with an 8 ERA.
I don't know. I found it to be very inspirational. I don't know if it's a brand new E60. I ended up looking it up because they kept showing this one guy. I was like, who is this guy? Now, I caught it not from the very beginning, so I probably caught it mm-hmm. in the middle. And they kept showing this one guy. He helped write the autobiography, which came out in 2012. So I don't know if it's an old E60 or new E60, but I highly recommend it. If you want to get in your feels.
It's fine. I don't really like getting in my
this
feels.
This week is the perfect time for it. Because this is probably one of the slowest weeks, if not the slowest week, on the entire sports calendar.
It is.
So we got James Wood in the Home Run Derby.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. But I'm just talking about for the entire week. Find
you're right. You're 100%
more dead sports week.
You can't
than this one.
You can't. At least you got training camp starting next
week. That
is
true. It's about to save us.
The cakes. You're back in time to talk more Terry McLaurin contract.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Let's go. Love holdouts.
Yeah,
love guys. At odds with their team.
It's going to be a huge issue until it's done, if it gets done.
And you missed your boy Mike Florio joining us last week to give you a little hope about a name change, saying that the team's laying the groundwork.
Team's kind of leaning in to try to bring the old logo and name back. Look at that.
All right, phone number you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.